Let me keep moving now. He says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now here is one of these remarkable passages of Scripture that I think needs to be considered today. He puts down here a great principle, and we find that he's saying here, behold, a reaper went forth to reap. The Lord Jesus told about a sower that went forth to sow. But also, the Bible tells about, behold, a reaper went forth to reap. There was a visitor one time in a penitentiary, passed by a cell where a man was patching his prison garb, and he was sewing with a needle. And this visitor looked in and wanted to start up a conversation. He said to the prisoner, says, what are you doing, sewing? And the prisoner looked up, said, no, reaping. That's the point. The principle is stated here, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now this is an immutable, irrevocable, invariable, unalterable, never revoked, never can be changed one iota. And it's applicable, I think, to every sphere and field of life. You take it into the field of agriculture and horticulture, man sows corn, he gets corn. And you never did pick squash on a walnut tree. And a watermelon vine goes out 20 feet in a direction, and never has it been known for a watermelon vine to make the mistake of putting a pumpkin out there. Always puts a watermelon. And they are finding wheat in the tombs down in Egypt, and they were there 5,000 years ago. And you know what happens? You sow it, it comes up wheat. It just didn't forget in 5,000 years. The principle is, what you sow, you're going to reap. And there's so many men in the Bible that are illustrations of that. Jacob deceived his father. He pretended to be the elder when he was actually the younger. And you remember he put on that goat skin on his hand. His father felt him, and I think also smelt him, by the way. And that doesn't speak well for Esau. He's an outdoor man. He smelled like a goat, apparently. And Jacob deceived his father. Then he ran away from home, went down with his uncle Laban, and he thought he got by with deceiving his father. But you see, God says what you sow, you reap. You won't reap something similar. You reap the identical thing. What happened down there, he fell in love with Rachel, served 7 years for her. They had the wedding, and when he lifted the veil, what did he have? He didn't have Rachel, the younger daughter. He had Leah, the older daughter, and she wasn't quite as good-looking as Rachel, by the way. And I have a notion that this boy Jacob, on his honeymoon, learned a real lesson. And the lesson was that the way he had deceived his father, he pretended to be the elder when he was the younger. Now he's given the older when he thought he was getting the younger. Believe me, chickens do come home to roost. And you remember Ahab and Jezebel. They thought they'd get by with it. They were king and queen. They took Naboth's vineyard. And they thought, my, we'll get by with it. But Elijah said, you'll not get by with it. Right where you slew Naboth, the blood of Ahab will be spilled and the dogs will lick it up. Well, you couldn't believe that had come true. Old Ahab says, I'll stay away from this place then. But you see, he was wounded in battle, fatally. Told his charioteer to take him out of the battle. Where'd he bring him? Well, just by chance, brought him to the field of Naboth, right at the spot where Naboth had been slain. And that's where this man died, and they washed the chariot, and the dogs licked up the blood. Paul was at the stoning of Stephen, led in it. And they stoned him over in Lystra and Derbe when he got over in the Galatian country. Well, somebody says, but he became a Christian. His sins are forgiven. Oh, yes, they're forgiven. But this is a law of God. Always works. What a man sows, that shall he also reap. And that's been true of many men. Lord Byron said, my life is in the yellow leaf. The fruits and flowers of love are gone. But the worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone. Chickens do come home to roost. Dr. Robert Lee, the great preacher, years ago in Memphis, Tennessee, had a famous sermon, Payday Someday, and he took up the old Jezebel to illustrate it. May I say to you, it's been always true. But somebody said again, but you're a Christian. No, I remember hearing Mel Trotter, the great evangelist. He was a converted drunkard, and we had him for an evangelistic meeting in Nashville, Tennessee. And one night we went to a place called Candyland. Everybody ordered a great big old sloppy banana split or some sort of a milkshake or malt or like that. He ordered a little bitty glass of carbonated water. And everybody began to rib him about it, kid him. And so they asked him the reason. I never shall forget what he said. He says, when the Lord gave me a new heart at my conversion, he did not give me a new stomach. I'm paying for those years of drinking. May I say to you, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. You don't get by with it. You'll never get by with it. And I wish that could be told. A lot of young people today that go on drugs, a lot of young people today in taking easy sex, and of course some of them are already beginning to reap that. Venereal disease is in epidemic stage in California, we are told. Why? Because God says you don't get by with it. I don't care what you do. I don't care how many pills you take and all that sort of, God says, you're going to reap it, my friend. Why? Because God is not mocked. When you sow corn, he's going to see to it corn comes up. When you sow sin, it'll come up. Somebody says, I got converted. All right, you're still going to have a payday someday. You still are going to reap what you sow. Well, we better move away from that. That's very strong, as you can see. And that is something that today, that he's making applicable here to the Christian.